You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Chamoff.
Hey guys, it's Bruce from Become a Successful Podcaster, and I'm out here in my backyard. You might hear some background noise and stuff like that. I got some birds chirping, I got some cars driving by, but this particular podcast episode I'm hoping is going to have a big impact on your podcast if you heed the advice, and that is, how do you get potential subscribers clicking on your podcast when you're looking at 100 others at the same time and you're trying to figure out what is the best way to get potential subscribers into your podcast and hitting that listen button and also hitting that subscribe button. Well, first of all, before I get into it, I want to ask you guys to review us on iTunes. We're going for 100 reviews right now. Give us an honest review. We're trying to enlighten you and help you become a successful podcaster. Okay, now, what is that asset? You know you want to get a new subscribers. You want to grow your show. You want to get your content out there. And you know that you're not going to continue making podcast episodes if people aren't subscribing and they're not supporting you, right? Like, what's the point if no one's listening, right? So how do you do that? And I get podcasters coming to me all the time. How do I grow my show? How do I do it fast? How do I do it quickly? How do I get somebody to just listen to one podcast? And if they do, they will be my subscriber for life. Yeah, I know. We all have this, okay? Well, here is my advice. You have to find what it is that gets somebody into it. Is it the thumbnail, okay? Or is it the headings or the titles of your podcast episodes? Or is it just the description? Or is it just the title of your podcast to begin with? There's a lot of, I get these questions from people all the time. How do I grow my subscribers, my subscriber base, my show, and how do I get potential subscribers to listen to me? How do I get them to click? Well, the way I've been figuring out, and I've been doing a lot of research just to let you guys know, not research all over the internet or research in the library. I've been researching your podcast. I've been going on Spotify. I've been going on iTunes. I've been going on Stitcher. And of course, on the New York City Podcast Network. I'm doing research to find what it is that makes potential subscribers. Remember, I say potential because they're not your audience members yet. You want them to become your audience members and become your subscribers. And like I said, if they hear just one of your episodes, you know that at least you'll get them to listen and they'll become a subscriber. Just one episode is all you need, right? Here is what I found. It could be the title of your podcast, a motivational title, or it could be the titles of your individual episodes, or it might be that thumbnail that people are just noticing among other people. Well, what is it? In my opinion, it is your thumbnail. Flat out, thumbnail. Now, here's why. Because I know that, first of all, iTunes is serving a lot of podcasts under yours. And I know that when people scroll down to the bottom of iTunes, they are looking at the reviews first. They're not just clicking the play button and listening to your latest episode. They are literally looking at the episode, the reviews. They want to see if you have great reviews before they even bother listening, because your subscribers have a lot of time and their time is very valuable to them. And just hitting the play button, believe it or not, is a lot of work for them. And I gotta say that it seems like it's less work to me to look at the reviews. Now, here's the thing. Underneath the reviews, iTunes is serving more podcasts. Okay? They're actually saying, they're telling people, top podcasts in whatever your category is. And I gotta tell you something. That is very, very frustrating. It's frustrating because at any moment, a subscriber can leave your podcast. and go to these other podcasts, because iTunes puts the word top right there and then puts their icons. You don't want them clicking on those other podcasts. You obviously don't. You want them going up. And unfortunately, there's nothing on the iTunes page that gives people that motivation to scroll back up to the reviews. And I gotta say, like I said, it's very, very annoying. What I do notice is that when these top podcasts, they have different images and they're all trying to get potential subscribers to click. All right? So they're putting out these thumbnails, and these thumbnails are grabbing people's attention, okay? I don't believe it's the headline, and I don't believe it's the title of your podcast or your podcast episodes. It might be, but remember that people are visual, and it takes a long time, and when I say a long time, it could be 2 to 3 seconds, and that's a long time when people have no patience, to read a title, okay? So you want to grab them with your thumbnail. Now, let me say this. I notice one thing that I do not like, unless your logo is completely branded, like unless you're Netflix or Facebook or Apple, you are not going to get people to click on your thumbnail by showing your logo. I have noticed that people click when they see a person in the thumbnail. It's a person. Take your best photo and make sure you're smiling. Don't do a serious, non-smiley look. Take a selfie of yourself against a white wall or even the green screen.
Become a successful podcaster. We'll be right back after these messages.
My name is Tim Wright.
And Brady throws, and that's caught. Goes Tim Wright for the touchdown.
Have you ever experienced open ear listening? You can really feel the music. Have you ever wanted more options when it comes to fashion and headphones? Well, now you do. Welcome to the future of sound. The D4 has a 4-point speaker system providing surround sound fidelity, Bluetooth connectivity, dual mics for taking phone calls, a port for audio jack plug-in, and a USB port for charging on the go.
The bass hit me right in the cranium.
The sound is crazy.
Yeah, this is dope.
Our unique dome covers provide branding, fashion interchangeability, and closed ear noise isolation.
Kind of revolutionary.
It just paid.
Oh my god.
Who invented these? Like, who's the mastermind behind these?
To learn more about Dome Audio, go to domeaudioinc.com. That's domeaudioinc.com.
Become a Successful Podcaster is now back.
You want to be against a solid color background. Okay, and like I said, it could be a green screen because that's the most popular way to do it. But if you don't have a green screen, you can just get against a white wall and just wear darker clothing, right? Then you take that picture, that selfie of yours, and don't put it in your living room, okay? You want to go against a solid color background. Obviously, walls are the best. And you go in Photoshop and you crop out that wall. Then you can take that photo of you and put it against any background. And you could create cool backgrounds in Photoshop, even like a gradient background. But I do notice that the best, most popular podcast, not the best, but the most popular podcast, are the ones that have a person in the thumbnail. Okay? Not a logo. Unless the logo is well branded. Unless you're doing your Coca-Cola and you're doing a Coca-Cola podcast and you're a whole corporation, like a Fortune 500 company, that you can't just put like the CEO on there, like one person. You need to have a lot of people. You need just the podcaster, the host, and maybe a co-host. And when you do that, you literally tell people that your podcast has a real person. Okay, so I honestly think that's the best way to go. I do. I really do. Now, if you look at Become a Successful Podcaster, my thumbnail is lime green. Lime green, people were wearing lime green in the 80s. There was that phase with lime green and the fluorescent orange, the glow-in-the-dark clothing. Well, nobody wears that anymore, but I think it works great for a podcast thumbnail. So it's very important to stand out. Now, what if you're competing with other podcasters who have people or have the host in the thumbnail and they have a nice, bright background? Like, let's say they took my advice and now your thumbnail is sitting there all prominent with the glow-in-the-dark color and your picture of the host, and you have five other ones. And now you know that people who are actually looking for a new podcast will get confused because they're going to see all these cool people and all these thumbnails with all these bright colors. And then you need to have that title. And the title is what's going to draw people in. That's when you need the title. Now, let me say something to you. I have MailChimp. And every time I send out an email blast to the podcasters, MailChimp says your subject line should not be more than 9 words. And there's a cute little bird here. 9 words is the maximum. But I'm going to talk English grammar a little bit because it's even shorter than that. I think, and I'm sorry, I'm guilty of this. I'm guilty, I'm violating this piece of advice, but I'm trying not to now. You don't need even 9 words for your title of your episodes. Okay, you need a subject, a verb, an active verb, remember what we learned from English grammar in elementary school, and a predicate. That's it, okay? Subject, verb, predicate, that's all you need. Maybe the words, maybe the phrase how to in front of it. How to make your podcast grow. A really good one is grow your podcast. Okay, so there is no subject in there, but it is understood that the subject is you. Grow is the active verb and your podcast is the predicate. Very simple. Grow your podcast. 3 words is all you ever needed. Now, you can probably see that this is not just one thing that you need to do to stand out and get those subscribers quickly. You need the thumbnail, and you also need a very catchy title that's short, that doesn't make people think. There's that book in web design, for web designers, Don't Make Me Think. That's a very popular book. But I realized that I get more people listening to my podcast when I have my thumbnail and I have a very short, catchy title. That's it for now. This is a bonus podcast for you guys. Review the podcast on iTunes. Give us a nice, honest review. And I will see you guys in the next episode.